I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
I think this might be one we get in trouble for. I think we might get in trouble for this. I think this might be one that we get in trouble for. I don't think we can use this one.
I'll turn it down a little bit.
I don't know, homie. I don't know.
No one's going to hear this. We have 12 listeners.
I just think that this... Okay, I had a YouTube video that
I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da.
I think this is a bad idea. I'm going on the record right now. I think this is a bad plan.
Everybody, da 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 da. Our government never really got away from this play, did they?
Literally, no. That's why Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote it. He was like, oh, this seems very, like, apropos of right now. Was that what I wanted to say? No. I don't remember. I don't know.
200 years later.
Yeah.
Still only doing what is relevant to yourself.
I think your microphone changed again.
Oh, did it change again?
I think so. Let's try this. Because you don't sound as lovely and clear as you had been before.
Oh, maybe it's because I'm sharing sound. So hold, please.
Holding.
How about now?
Yeah, I like that.
That's better.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear myself, so I have no clue how sexy I sound or not.
Mmm. Yummy.
You'll have to describe it to me.
I don't know. I think you sound less loud than you were before when we were talking. Did you, like, put it closer? Put your mouth on it.
But it is as close as it can get.
I don't know, homie. It just sounds less delicious than it was before.
Oh, maybe I fucked with the volume or something.
Maybe.
All right, hold on. Hold, please.
All right, go back.
How about now?
I mean, I think that sounds good. I have no idea what's going on. Technical things. I'm
8 years in. Technical difficulties.
Literally always.
Would love to remind you all that we bring consistency.
Yeah.
But what we don't bring in content, we bring in consistency for you
there,
all.
There it is. There it is. There it is.
I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. That's like been stuck in my head all week.
Yeah.
Why, Maggie? Why has that been stuck in my head all week?
An attempted coup. Maybe a week ago.
Listen, it is like these motherfuckers, one didn't have a plan and two didn't have a leader, because like Jesus Christ, no one evidently took the how to not to get arrested seminar this summer like the rest of us did while protesting.
Yeah. Okay. Also,
Number one,
not even just pandemic, pre-pandemic, they told you to wear a mask in case you got like
identified.
Not just identified, but also in case you got like maced or pepper sprayed or something.
Right.
One, that blocks it from being a direct hit. And then two, it's less easy to identify you. You dumb, dumb motherfuckers.
People wore work badges.
Yeah.
Work jackets. Identifying clothing. Like, I'm a member of the U.S. Olympic swim team.
You dumb motherfucker.
Dumb motherfucker.
This episode is called More Dumb Motherfuckers.
More Dumb Motherfuckers.
More Dumb Motherfuckers. Oh my God.
And if you are going to try to stage a coup, you have to have some sort of collective plan. You just can't storm the castle without a plan. Like if
have
you
fun
want,
storming the castle.
That has been going through my head also. You think it's going to work? Not a chance.
Dance.
Okay.
I love you.
Have fun storming the castle. Jesus Christ.
Those of you who don't know, wait, hang on. Those of you who don't recognize that, you are fired and you are no longer our friends.
Yeah, we're not even going to tell you where that's from.
We're not even tell you where that's from.
No.
Yes, you should know.
And when you try to overthrow the government, you kind of want the person who you want to be seated at that throne with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, when it worried me that Trump was going to win, I was fully prepared to march to Washington to protest mm-hmm. and do whatever I could within legal bounds to make sure that this doesn't happen. And in my head, I was ready to fight a civil war over it. But like, there's consequences for those choices, and I know that. And it seems all these people don't realize that. Mm-mm. They are shocked and appalled that they're now being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not charges will stick and who knows what they're being charged with, but I am gleefully enjoying watching the videos and post of them one by one being captured.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love the one where the police walked them off the plane and the whole plane cheered.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, Schadenfreude.
So don't be surprised. You're the color of your skin saved your life that day.
Ooh, there it is. Truth bombs.
But
it doesn't save you from consequences.
Does not save you from consequences, especially when you pose for the press.
Right.
Doing it. Like, that crowd was full of press.
Yeah.
That was there taking pictures because they were already there on the premise. They just like stayed and documented. And they fucking waved at every single fucking camera.
Yeah.
Are you fucking
dumb motherfuckers.
More dumb motherfuckers. That's an official hashtag. So this is really funny and distracting. I have a moth that's like flying in the lights above me. And because it's in the lights above me, its shadow is reflecting on the wall here in front of my eyeballs.
Oh, that's scary.
And it looks like something like big is like dive bombing me. Anyway, dumb motherfuckers.
Dumb motherfuckers.
Oh, killing me. So that happened.
I know. And I don't know. I mean, I've never taken psychedelics, so I don't know. But what I've heard is that when you're on them, you just feel like the world is a whole totally different place and that you yourself are a whole totally different person. And the way that you, the totally different person, interacts with the whole totally different world is just like feels different.
It is very surreal. I have taken psychedelics. It is a very
surreal. I have too, a fuck ton of times.
Oh, okay. I thought so. Like, and so now I was very confused. I was like, really? No. Okay, well, I'm gonna go with that.
No, I've taken mushrooms and acid a lot.
Yeah, I've done acid.
And I always feel like I'm slightly different. Like, there was a time, this is a sad story, but I just remember this. Like, there was a time that I was on mushrooms and I just noticed like that I had gained 100 pounds in the past previous 10 years. And I just went, what did I do to myself? And like, that was never a thought that I had when I was sober. And I just like had this like I felt different in the way that I, like interpretation of the world was different. And that is how I have felt since Wednesday. Like, yeah. I just feel a dis-ease and I feel like the world is different and I feel like my space in the world is different.
So there are continued, I should call them protests, but they're all are continued
terrorism events
being planned for the 17th for some reason. And I don't know if there's anything scheduled for inauguration day, but Sunday the 17th there are supposed to be disruptive events at every state capital across the country.
Yeah.
So that's a little frightening.
So anybody, avoid your state capitals this weekend if you can.
Yeah.
Don't go to there.
I'm like concerned for our National Guard. Like, our guardsmen should all be being called up at this point in preparation for that. Something that wasn't done at the Capitol. something that was requested and denied by the Department of Justice, Department of Defense. I forget.
I don't know. That shit's fucked up.
Charge of approving that, but they didn't approve it.
Yeah.
So the mayor of DC got her support for protecting the city, but she cannot request protection for federal buildings. And it's my understanding the federal police did request backup and they put them on hold essentially for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, hold, please. When everyone knew this was going to happen, there were planned demonstrations. Trump showed up for a rally on the mall. Like, it's not like we didn't know this wasn't going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it's very funny. All of the people, all of the right wing nut jobs being like, it's happening. Here it is. Way to go, patriots. It was Antifa the whole time.
Right. And what's happening? Like, what did you do? What did you accomplish? Nothing but breaking and entering. What did you accomplish?
Nothing.
When staging a coup, you must have a plan.
There has to be a coup plan. What is the plan? What is the attempt? What is the thing that you are trying
what
to do?
What are the outcomes?
What is the outcome?
Who are your investors? Like,
yeah. Were you trying to destroy the,
well, let's break this down by planner in planner terms. What is that? I'm totally project management terms here for everyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This was not a well thought out project management plan.
They really needed a stage.
It was
manager.
Like step one, storm the castle. Step two, profit. Like, where was your plan?
Tell us how you really feel.
And then it's weeding through all the shit, all the perception, the realities that people perceive they live in.
Yeah.
Is the most disturbing part of it.
This woman who my mom went to high school with said that everyone knows that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. All the Democrats know that this was a false election.
No.
No, but no, we don't know. We don't, not only do we not know that, we don't even believe that to remotely be true. There are Republican.
Maggie.
Okay, what?
Stole the election. We got away with it.
Yeah.
Is that what they think we're doing?
Yeah, clearly.
Like, I feel like that's what Republicans did 4 years ago when they stole the election from Hillary. And if anyone had a right to drag this process out, it was her.
Mm-hmm.
She received the popular vote, yet lost the Electoral College. Like, how the fuck does that happen?
Okay, real quick, though, let's back this up. For nearly all of my peers, nearly all, you know, right? Because I missed the 2000 election by 4 days or whatever it was. So, but everybody who was my same age and my same grade had 5 elections, and 2 of them, the person who won the presidency had not won the Electoral College. We had voted in 5 presidents. I didn't, because it wasn't me, because I missed it by 4 days. But I'm including myself in this group, because it really felt like I did, because it was in college. So it was like everybody was being, you know, talking about it and whatever. Mm-hmm. That night, we even had like Tennessee versus Texas dinner at the cafeteria for the dorm.
Right.
It was like Tennessee food and Texas food. Anyway, what was I saying? 5. So the people who were born in the very late 70s, very early 80s had voted in 5 presidential elections, and 2 out of those 5, the winner of the popular vote did not win the Electoral College. That's wild. That's fucking wild.
Yes. And there's no proof. If there was proof, the 8 federal judges that have seen these court cases would have been like, oh yeah, no, here's proof, let's do a recount. or let's do a revote. Like, there's checks and balances in place for this.
Right.
Votes have already, I'm sure votes are counted more than once. I know my friend Nicole volunteers her time for to run elections and be like a checker person. Like, yeah. There's so much training and you are held to such a high standard. There's like.
Yeah. And okay. First, other things. Trump said for the years leading up to the election that if he lost, it would be because it was stolen from him. You don't know that. How could you possibly make that claim?
He's a gaslighting narcissist.
No, I know. But I'm saying that the part that's utterly ludicrous is the millions of people who literally believed that. Yes. Right? Like any person should hear that and be like, that's fucking bullshit.
Well, he said it, Maggie. It must be true. He said it. It must be true. Even though everyone around him is like, yeah, everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie.
Yeah. Of course,
his staff has said that on record.
Yeah,
like I think, like Ted Cruz said that on record before he was elected president. Like, he's a charlatan. This is his shtick. This is how he has become a real estate mogul, by pulling the wool over people's eyes, lying to them, and getting away with robbing them.
Yeah.
He has never been held accountable for any of his actions through his entire life. And this is the first time people are trying to hold him accountable. And he is shook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, worse than a four-year-old being told no.
He was going to run for president and then be king and be adored.
Yes.
That's what he thought was going to happen.
I tell you what, there's definitely a Trump cult out there. And I won't even call them Republicans anymore, because I know a lot of Republicans who fucking hate the president right now.
Oh, no. Like, any reasonable Republican. I mean, Colin Powell said he can't call himself a Republican anymore. James Comey doesn't identify as a Republican anymore. Arnold Schwarzenegger did that really lovely speech. It was very moving about what it was like growing up with adults who had participated in the Nazi regime, and like what a trauma that was for all of them. You know, like that. I don't know if you didn't see it. It was really interesting and good. And then he later.
I have not seen it, but this is like the third time I've heard a really great introspective review about it. So I'm gonna have to watch it. Yeah,
definitely check it out. It was very moving. It was very powerful. And then not long after that, he tweeted that he and Biden had talked and were talking about plans to like make the country come together. So, you know, here's the thing. And I realize that I sound just like the other side when I say this, but like, there's a warped logic to my logic. I don't see how we can ever agree with one another when all they say is like to own the libs. Like, when their goal is that they want to hurt us, how do you get over that? How do you repair that? I actually don't want them to be hurt. Well, I mean, I want Mitch McConnell to be like slowly run over by a truck, but I'm not going to do that. I just want that to happen to him. I want bad things for him because he is a cruel person. I want justice, like the arm of justice, to reach him in a way that is appropriate. But like, I don't want conservatives or Republicans to be sad or angry or suffer. I want them to live in reality and recognize fact and notice the places where we have common ground. Like, that's really what I want. I want them to be healthy and happy, and like, I want them to get their free government money and like have a good life, you know? And it's just utterly ridiculous. Like, I don't know how we can come together when LOL liberal tears is like such a thing. Like, owning the if owning the libs is your main goal, like, you will never try to work with me.
Look who's crying now. Who's the snowflake now? It is nauseating. I legit had to put my phone down and I started crying. I'm gonna cry again. I'll just pull it up on my phone instead of trying to find it. But I took a screenshot and I put it on my Instagram. Someone tweeted that, and I, no, don't switch accounts. Like, why are you being a bitch? Pelosi said her young staffers knew to barricade the door, turn out the lights, and be silent because they learned it in school.
Yup.
Yup. That breaks my fucking heart. These 20-year-old interns and staffers knew how to duck and cover and take care of the 65, 70-year-old senators they're working for who had no clue what to do or where to go. These staffers knew exactly what to do because they learned it in elementary school. How fucking sick is that? How fucking sick does that make you?
It is sick. I legitimately hope that it makes the Congress actually decide to do something about gun control, because honestly, they never do anything unless it affects them. So now that it has affected them, maybe they'll finally get off their fucking asses and do something.
Maybe. We'll see. They knew. Like, they knew exactly how to respond and how quick to get out of the room and shut everything down.
Yeah.
My next favorite bit of this is all the senators who are now getting COVID because their coworkers refused to put on a mask while they were sitting with them in offices and hallways.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
And those guys, like, they have been reported to have verbally refused to wear masks that were tried to be given to them as well.
Correct.
So fuck them.
They also knew that they had COVID and showed up in order to vote against Biden winning the election.
I really wish those people would die.
Yeah, me too. I actually said that to my friend Will today.
It's going to be the people they infect that die.
I know, it is. It is. I told him that I have wished more people to die in the last year than like ever before in my life. Like, I just want those assholes to drop dead. I'm very tired of this. I am very much over bullshittery.
All right. La da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of TV this week.
Ooh, I binged The Queen's Gambit finally.
Ooh, everybody, I heard it was real good.
Everybody's been telling me to watch it, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. It was good.
Awesome. I watched History of Swearing. It was excellent.
Patrick.
I actually learned a lot.
Patrick, you're listening to this? You were supposed to watch that with me this weekend. Text me.
History of Swearing.
We're supposed to watch it together.
They are 20-minute episodes, and there's 6 episodes, so you can blow right through it in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I also caught Mr. Mayor and Call Me Cat on Hulu from, was it NBC and Fox, respectively. And those were very delightful as well. So Ted Danson is the mayor of L.A., he is an unqualified mayor. He is a retired ad executive who decided to run for mayor during the middle of a pandemic. So,
delightful.
And then Call Me Cat is with Mayim Blanc. I can never say her last name.
I read about that show over the summer or something. And yeah. I was like, oh, that sounds cute. So tell me, was it cute?
Very cute. After I watched it, I was like, oh my God, that was really adorable. It reminded me of Miranda from the BBC. Lo and behold, it is based off of Miranda. And Miranda Hart is one of the executive producers, along with Mayim and Jim Parsons. So I feel this show is in very good hands and shall continue to be delightful. Which also means I already know the storyline. Mm-hmm. So that's right. Slightly disappointing that I know the storyline and where it's going. But I'm very excited to see a different iteration of a very delightful BBC show.
So yeah, we watched that together in the past.
Yes. So if you've never seen Miranda, I recommend hitting that up. It is, it's quite elderly now. I think it's from the early to mid 2000s, as far as shows go. And Tom what's his face is in it, my boyfriend from Lucifer is plays the love interest of Miranda Hart. So super cute, loved it. I saw Bridgerton has been a huge success since its release in December. Mm-hmm. Everyone I know has watched it but me. You know what happens when that happens.
I have also not watched
if it. I miss the train, then I get all rebellious and I'm like, I'm not fucking watching that. We got to get on this train, Maggie, because it's been renewed for 7 more seasons.
What?
Yes, it was given a green light by Netflix to have an 8 season storyline.
What?
So this is going to be like Game of Thrones level shit, but it's all about like sex and betrayal and like monarchy bullshit, you know? So all that white privilege bullshit. So I heard that has been delightful. I have not seen it either. WandaVision starts on the 15th.
I fucking can't wait. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to binge it. Isn't it also being released one at a time?
I think so. I'm very excited about that. Loki's coming out soon.
I'm excited for WandaVision.
I'm very excited for WandaVision.
Let's go back and talk more about WandaVision. Okay. I can't fucking wait. It's only 3 days away. I know what I'm doing Friday. I'm very fucking excited.
I'm excited too. I really liked those characters. I loved Wanda. I love Vision. So I'm very excited to see something else be done with their characters. So I think this series is taking place in the mind of Wanda, like during the big snap. So it's some sort of alternate reality or something or other, as she copes with the death of Vision and her brother and stuff. So something that we don't need that is coming is a Sex and the City reboot with original cast minus Kim Cattrall. Fucking jog on.
I watched that. I don't know.
I watched it back in the day.
No, everybody always talked about it and I like didn't have access to HBO.
I rewatched it like when the movies came out and I'm over it. Plus, these women are all 60 now. Who wants to see a bunch of white privileged 60-year-old tartlets running around Manhattan? I don't.
So I
and they're all fucking
it,
like rich and wealthy too. Like, fuck off.
I started watching it in my late 20s and I was like, you guys, this is horrible. Like, do you realize that it's horrible? It's not good. I get that it was important for its time, right?
Yeah.
To like discuss things that women went through. And there were lots of new things that came out of that. Like, he's just not that into you, right? Like, yeah. A lot of discussion.
It was breaking television because they did discuss openly a lot of topics that had been taboo in the past, especially for women and or on TV in general.
And I recognize why that was important.
Yes.
But the show is fucking terrible.
Yeah, we don't need the show
anymore.
So bad.
It's so bad.
We had the show and 2 movies and it's been 10 years since the second movie and we don't need a fucking reboot. Like, fucking fuck off, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
She's just trying to reclaim the best years of her life, okay?
Yes, she is. Because she's a horse-faced cunt.
I hated Big from the beginning. I hated him the whole way through. I was never on board with Big. I was like, this is toxic bullshit.
He's like that one guy we were talking about previously.
Yes, just like that one guy we were talking about previously. Toxic bullshit.
Stringing people along, not committing.
Being a user.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is, I don't need, I am very tired of toxic relationships being the things that are in all of the movies and
stuff. Let's just show some regular relationships. Let's about we just show healthy regular relationships for once?
Mm-hmm.
Just like in kids show, like how about we just not even show shitty behavior in kids shows? Yeah. We don't need to learn a lesson, because if you just model good behavior to begin with, kids aren't going to fucking behave that way. Unless they know it's an option. I'm pretty sure my kid tried to run away today because I wouldn't take her to the store to buy her something, and that was her plan.
Jesus Christ, you did not tell me this.
No, I didn't. I don't even think I told Scott this yet. Like,
oh my God.
She wanted to go to the store. Mommy, can we go to the store? I really want to get this toy I saw there yesterday. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, Catherine, no, we're not going to go to the store today. But it's my plan. And she went from like zero to 1,000 in a blink of the eye. And so I just kind of kept walking. And I'm like, you know, honey, we've been discussing this. You have a lot of belongings you don't take care of. We buy you new things, and then 2 seconds later, all you do is you want another new thing, and we're just, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
To be appreciative of the things you have, I can't run out and buy you every little thing you want. I'll use my money, my credit card. I'm like, where do you think that money comes from? That money comes from me. Like, you have to earn that money. You have to earn the right to spend that money by doing your family contributions. No! And then, so like, she threw a temper tantrum and stood there in the backyard under the tree, like crying and screaming. And so Millie and I kept walking, and we went and got the mail. We came back to the backyard after walking to the road and back, and she's still standing under the tree. And I'm like, are you going to come inside? We'll have some hot cocoa. Well, you know, we'll have a snack. We'll watch some David's Creek. Cause I'm just trying to redirect and like, let's move on from this. And she's still throwing a fit. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going inside. So I went inside and I put Millie in and I did a few things. And I looked out back and she's gone. And I'm like, oh, motherfucker, that little bitch. She's probably like running away now. She's like 6. She can have these ideas. My brother tried to run away all the time. Like, it's in her fucking genes. And she is as stubborn Shannon and stubborn Scott in one little body. Like, Maggie, we are not in for a fun time. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be kosher around here. And so I start screaming.
Your kid's already like this at 6. It's not like it's going to get better.
I know. And that's what scares me. So I walked around the backyard screaming her name, and I'm like, great, my kid's been kidnapped. And I go to the front yard, and there she is wandering in the front yard. Maggie, where's my house?
On a main street.
On a giant busy road.
Where people go like 45 to 55 miles an hour.
Past my house.
Yeah.
And so I call her over, come here. You know, you're not allowed in the front yard. You can get kidnapped, sold into sex slavery. Like,
did you say that to her?
Yes, I did. She is cute and blonde. That could happen to my child. And she's just like, she's being stubborn. She's not moving. Come on, honey, let's go in. You know what? You can go in the front door. I'll go in the back door. Just like, let's just get in the house. And I'm like, you know, and I'm trying to negotiate with her. And so I end up just walking over to her. I was afraid she was going to run because I ain't chasing her. And if I do chase her and catch her, then she's getting an ass beating for making me run in the snow. Yeah.
How dare she make you run?
How dare you make me run, one, but in the snow, two? Come on.
You're in trouble now.
So she did just stand there, and I hugged her, and like, she let me take her into the house, and I tried to talk to her, and she wasn't having any of it. So she just stormed off and went into her room to calm down. But like, like, what the fuck was that? Like, what the shit happened to her? And it just like went on and off like that all afternoon. And like, it's now it's almost 6 o'clock. Scott's on his way home. And I'm like, your daughter's having a day. Like, I need a drink. Like, this is bullshit. What's going on in this house right now? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. If you need more baby Yodas, did I tell you this? We were at Joann's yesterday. They had a shelf full of Funko Pop Grogu's.
I have one shelf. Are they ones that we don't actually have yet?
No, they're all the ones we already have.
Okay, because I have, like, there's a bunch that are on back order that I have ordered for us. They're, yeah. I mean, not back order, they're a pre-release.
Yeah. So, if anyone needs, well, I mean, and this is local to Brighton, Michigan, but, like, check your Joann Fabrics for a secret selection of Pop dolls in the back corner. Apparently you never know what you're gonna find. I really wanted to adopt some, but I don't need any more of those in my life.
So Shannon, do you remember where I took you when you and Isla and I went to Hollywood Studios with Julie? Where did I force you guys to go because I needed something special? Do you remember?
Oh,
this?
Yeah, we went to the 50s cafe bar
because I needed
a peanut butter jelly milkshake. Yes.
Guess what's
peanut
closed?
Butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
Guess what's
diner,
closed?
50s diner. 50s diner.
Is no,
closed.
It's not. It's not. But the lounge is.
Oh. Sure, so they'll get it.
But the only place to get it is at the lounge or at the restaurant. So I made a dinner reservation and I couldn't get one for only one person. So I made a 3-person dinner reservation for me and Joseph and Ashley. Just so that I can get my peanut butter and jelly milkshake, which I feel like is such a dick move to those poor servers. But how else am I going to fucking get it?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's the reservation recipes for it online.
I did. I made early on in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I made a my own version of it and it tasted good. It just wasn't quite as magical as it was from the. Just it's never the same, you know, like your home things are never quite the same as, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I made this.
Oh my God. Disney put the recipe on their own website.
Yeah. It's not whatever I'm doing. It's not the same.
Okay.
They
probably put a little extra something, something in there.
That's how the world always is, right?
Yeah. The recipe is a guideline. Measure with your heart, Maggie. Measure with your heart.
Exactly.
That's how I cook. I measure with my heart. 3/4 cup chocolate chips. No, bitch. That whole bag is going in. Crazy. Only 3 bananas for banana bread? No, we're doing 6.
See, here it is. This is from May. I did this in May. So there is my peanut butter and jelly. Yeah. There's my peanut butter and jelly, my ice cream. And then there is the disgusting looking shake. Uh-huh. And there I am drinking my disgusting looking shake. So I did it. I did it.
Maybe
that's
how
my
those...
family all says that. Maybe now because
need...
of Zelda.
Maybe you need one of those shake machines because they make them in the shake machine.
Yeah, no, I have an immersion blender, which is pretty okay. I also have a shake machine somewhere. I asked for one when I was a senior in high school. I was like, I want a shake machine with me for college. So it's not the high quality restaurant version. It's the like crappy ass home version, but still. No, it just didn't. It was good. It was a good spoof. It was just not the same. And then I was like, okay, I could like bribe. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to like bribe the person at the podium. And then I'm going to have to tip the guy $20, the server who does this for me. And then I will have paid $55 for my milkshake. And I was like, this is utterly ridiculous. What are you doing?
You're going to go in and you're going to have milkshakes.
Yeah. So I got permission from Joseph and Ashley to get a late dinner reservation like at the end of the night at the park and get milkshakes.
Yep. My reached out to my friend Jason. He's going to come up or down or wherever he's living now and join us at Hollywood Studios on Friday.
That's fun.
So he has a friend.
You guys are going to Epcot on Friday.
Saturday we're going to Epcot.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're going to Met, because you're going to Animal.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to Animal Kingdom. Yeah, Saturday. I'm doing nothing on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm taking your kid to Animal Kingdom on Saturday.
Yes, yes. So he's coming up with his kid. And so we're gonna do all the Star Wars stuff together. So he's really geeked about it.
That's
like
fun.
Super geeked. Like he's got himself a Disney profile and he's trying to match our plans. And he has a friend who's a cast member that helped them secure a room at Art of Disney. And so it's going to be a good time.
That's fun.
He went through a really kind of crazy divorce. So this is going to be real good for him to see some friends. So
I literally just like, you know how in June, you know, like roughly half of the United States was like, I'm tired of the pandemic and I'm going to pretend it's not happening anymore.
Yes.
I am sliding into that slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I am slowly being like, it, you know, guys, it only took me 10 months, right? It only took me 10 months to be like, all right, I'm tired of this and I am just going to pretend that this is not going on anymore because I'm losing my goddamn mind.
And I think that's okay. You know, be safe, wear your masks. It's people who were doing whatever the fuck they want that weren't wearing masks that has put us back to March right now.
Well, so for my day that I'm spending alone, I made myself dinner. A month ago, I was like, I fucking refuse to eat indoors when we're in Disney. And today I made dinner reservations for a bunch of things. So we're getting them to shake. And I'm eating indoors at the really fucking fancy sushi restaurant at Disney Springs. So yes. I have a reservation for myself for the fucking ass expensive fancy ass sushi restaurant.
There we go.
And I'm going to drop my $80 and have a great time.
There you go. Yeah, just keep your mask on while you're in there. You know, there's ways to be out and about in public and be safe.
Yeah, but the restaurant thing really is one of the most dangerous things.
Yes, we will not be going out to eat anytime soon in our area. I am very confident in Disney's ability to take care of their guests over any other local restaurant in my county. So we will eating out in a restaurant at Disney will be the first time we've gone to a sit-down restaurant since early March.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember the last time we ate out. It might have been a Coney on March 10th. Who knows? Like, I
my
don't
parents
know.
Ate outside at, I was gone. I think I was, what? No, I wasn't with you because that was when my grandma died. I don't know. I was elsewhere and they went, maybe I was at Joe's and they went out and ate at the outside part at Mediterranos in Ann Arbor.
Yeah. We do enjoy eating out, but I think Scott misses it more than me, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's not worth it. Like, it's not worth
it's fucking dangerous
eating out at my favorite restaurant just because I have to get out of the house. Like, fuck that. Like, if you have to get out of the house, then go get carry out for them fucking favorite restaurant and go back. Mm-hmm. Did you and I have sushi outside?
Yeah, we did.
Together? Or was that my sister?
No. Oh, no. We had carry out for your kid's birthday.
Oh, at my house.
At your house.
This must have been with my sister then. My sister and I also got sushi over the summer. And you know that cafe that's by the park in Brighton and downtown in the back? Mm-hmm. They're not open in the afternoons. And so we got a bunch of sushi and shit from Sushi Zen. And then we went down the road from Sushi Zen and hijacked a table at a closed restaurant.
Perfect. Perfect.
And ate outside on their wrought iron tables on a very windy day. And we were the only people loitering in someone else's like restaurant area. But other than getting like carry out and eating at picnic style places, like we have not been in a restaurant setting since March.
Neither have I.
but I'm very confident in Disney's ability to keep shit clean. They're social distancing. They're only, when we go to the beer garden in Epcot, it's going to be four of us at an 8-person table. And the next table will be two tables away.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, but there was a thing in South Korea where somebody got it from someone 20 feet away in a restaurant. I just still think that, like, I agree with you. Disney is doing their absolute fucking best for it. Yeah. I wouldn't even be considering it here either. Like, I would not go to Sadako in Ann Arbor for sushi. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I'm on the same spot as you, but I still feel like eating out is, yeah, like, if somebody has it and they're in that restaurant, like, there's not much that you can do because, yeah, people have their masks off to eat and it just is congregating there.
Circulating and congregating, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, I am okay with my level of comfort and the security measures that I've seen. So,
yeah, but you'll have your second vaccine by then anyway.
I will personally have my second vaccine by then.
But
that doesn't stop me from being asymptomatic and spreading it to someone else. It just stops.
You still have to be careful.
The intruder from getting into my body.
Right.
And you still got to wear masks and wash your hands and shit. Like, this vaccine is just like the final step in protecting our bodies. This is not, it's not get a vaccine and go out and party.
No,
it's still like get a vaccine, wear a mask, go out and party. Like,
I would feel more comfortable at a restaurant if I got my vaccine by then too.
Yeah.
You know, like, I would feel less anxious. I said to you before this, like, I would feel at least 30% less anxious if I had a vaccine. So in Michigan, they said yesterday that teachers and daycare workers and people over 65 and essential frontline workers, corrections facilities, staff, like correctional officers,
grocery workers
could start getting their vaccines.
Yeah.
And yeah. So
then the federal government stopped shipping vaccines.
Yep. Yep.
Fuck them.
So the day that millions of people are trying to figure out and try to get an appointment for their vaccine is the same day that Michigan is like, oops, sorry, we have to cut back on the number of vaccines we're giving.
Yeah,
I was having a fucking meltdown yesterday about all of this,
mm-hmm,
because I started looking things up. So like 2 weeks ago or whatever, 1 week ago, I literally don't know how time is. I tried to register my business as a future front, as a frontline business. No, it was when, it was a week ago because it was when she announced that that those kinds of businesses would be next, right? So when she announced that, like, child care workers would be in the next group, I went to register Scholastic Mastery as a, like, child care business. Mm-hmm. And then on yesterday, when they did all the things and I signed myself up as an individual on the individual list to get mine, because I actually will have to get mine from the Washtenaw County Health Department. Since, you know, like, people through Michigan Medicine, like, my parents go to U of M, so they are going to get information from their doctor. Like, they're going to get information from Michigan Medicine that it's time for them to come in and get their vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if your parents are Michigan Medicine patients, they will be invited by U of M to get their vaccine through their portal.
Right.
So, and I did get a notice that that was happening as well in my portal.
I am not, like, as, so even though I have that also, Michigan Medicine isn't giving them to self-employed teacher type people. Like, that's
Are you a patient of Michigan Medicine though?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you should be able to sign up for a vaccine through Michigan Medicine. Oh. You'll just end up waiting. You might end up waiting a little longer. But they're Michigan. Well, Michigan is
trying to get it through Washtenaw County Health Department.
I encourage you to work all angles.
All angles.
So if you keep an eye on your portal, because it's my understanding, and I think I read this in an email, that Michigan Medicine would be rolling out the what we're calling the blue queue to patients soon. So that is a survey that indicates, as a patient of Michigan Medicine, are you interested in getting the vaccine? Yes or no, or maybe. And then, so you say yes, and then you go through the questionnaire and you tell them all your information. Like, you know, it's like, are you obese? Like, do you fall in this 1A category or 1B category? Any of these guys? Which I think you do, right? Do you have an official diagnosis?
Yeah, I do. But
so,
even before that, that's not 1B, that's 1C, isn't it?
I think it's 1C, yeah.
So I'm trying to get in with the 1B.
1B. Okay.
I'm trying to get in with these sweet, sweet teacher vaccines.
Okay.
This is what I'm trying to accomplish.
Trying to get in with the sweet, sweet teachers. Yes. Work all your angles. Yeah. So keep an eye on your Michigan Medicine portal. If they send you a survey, fill it out, get in the blue queue. Like, I did not think I would be getting a vaccine till April myself, because yeah. I medically fall into 1C as well.
Right.
Thank you for being a fat ass. Like, that's the only thing, like, getting me ahead in the line right now. So work all of our listeners, just work all your angles.
I just feel so frustrated.
Because then if you get one at Washtenaw, you can say, oops, I already got it. Thanks, Michigan Medicine. And they can go to the next person,
right,
or vice versa, you know? So
yeah.
It's important to let those giving out the vaccine know who actually wants it. So they know how fast they can get through their supply and how fast we need more. So
my therapist said to me that she had emailed Washtenaw County the day before. She'd emailed them on Sunday, when Monday was the day that they were opening stuff up, and they gave her an appointment. They just like, we're like, yeah, sure, you count, and gave her an appointment. And then I was telling my office coworker, Gloria, so like she just has another office in the building. She's a massage therapist. And I was like, yeah, I've been trying to like get myself signed up for the vaccine. And she was like, oh yeah, my appointment's on the 20th. So like, I'm just furious. I've been trying so fucking hard to work the angles.
Well, they just have better angles than you. Like, that's a medical professional who should have probably gotten one by now anyway.
The therapist?
Yeah. And, you know, the physical therapist touches people. So the massage therapist touches people. So even teachers don't touch their students. So yeah, you just work all your angles. Everyone, work all your angles.
I literally, if I could find somebody to bribe, I fucking would.
Yeah.
I am saying that right here and right now. If you are listening to this and you know somebody who would be willing to accept a bribe so that I could get a vaccine, I would fucking do it in a second. How much money do you goddamn want?
We'll call this the Grandma Jean Memorial Vaccine.
It will be that's exactly what it is, the Grandma Jean Memorial Vaccine. I'm not telling you how much I have, because I don't need you to be highballing me, but I do, I am ready to start at $500.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I
do you want $500? Do you want $500?
I can't even hook you up with that in at U of M, because they had a very methodical line. Have you ever been to the stadium, like through the VIP treatment at the stadium?
I have not.
Okay, so when you do a tour or when you are a VIP at Michigan Stadium, we have been through it at the Palace, though, right? When we had suites.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like that, Maggie.
Right, right.
I went to the stadium to get my vaccine, and I was greeted at the door of the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was handed off to another person who very lovingly pointed me to the plushy elevators. And I rode the elevator up all by myself, and I got out, and there was another group of lovely people to greet me and like send me on my way, like through the whole entire process. And I was like, damn, Michigan, like you're putting those stadium event workers back in business. They haven't worked
watching you the whole time.
They haven't worked in a year, though. So they're like, we got people to do this. They haven't worked in a year. I did not have my U of M ID. They wanted to see my U of M ID. I was like, I don't got it. They're like, you don't have it. I was like, I haven't worked since March. Like, I don't have it. I don't even know where it is. They're like, do you know your unique name and your ID number? I was like, yes. They're like, okay.
That's funny. That's funny.
I'm like, I did my thing. Because you have to like check in to say that you don't have a fever, and you have to show them this little green screen to get into the door. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I have an appointment. So like, I just don't have my ID. I don't know where it is. I thought I put it somewhere safe. Who knows where it is? Like where I wouldn't lose it. Like put it with a bunch of work stuff where I wouldn't lose it. Now I can't find it.
That's a mood.
Yeah, that is a mood.
Mood.
Tis a mood. Well, do you have anything else on your list there, my dear friend?
I don't remember. You know, it's been a weird, confusing kind of a week.
Yes.
I did sort of spend time this weekend with Elizabeth.
Ooh.
Had a real fun time with her.
Nice.
Yeah, she's cute and sweet. Yeah. Just trying to, you know, woo her. I brought her chocolates.
Love it.
Because we had a joke where I said something about like lounging around eating bonbons, and then I thought it would be funny to like fulfill that. You know, here. Yes. Here is a box of C's candies.
Let me feed them to you while we lounge around all Renaissance-y.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, the reason I sent you houses is because she and I have also been house shopping together together for when we're married soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Totally normal. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can marry you, you know?
Yeah, of course. Whenever I get married.
I look real cute dressed up marrying people.
Whenever I get married, you're marrying me. That's never been a question. I am reading the most ridiculous book that has ever existed in the history of books. So first of all, I don't know if you know about Chuck Tingle, but Chuck Tingle started out writing dinosaur erotica and then expanded his universe to include other things like unicorns, Bigfoot, nouns, concepts, right? So let me read you. Oh, are you pulling up Chuck Tingle? I'm going to make you read.
He's won a Hugo Award. Oh my God.
I need you to read some of the titles of some of his short stories, which are on his Wikipedia page. So you can just scroll down to wherever and just point at the screen. I don't even care.
All right. Yeah. Hold on. I got to get to the real Wikipedia page.
Oh, you don't see any of his things.
I got it. Hold on.
Okay. I just wanted you to read it so that.
Gay T-Rex Law Firm Executive Boner. Bigfoot Sommelier Butt Tasting. Oh my God.
Yes. And one of his.
Anally
like-
yours, the Unicorn Sailor.
Yes.
Pounded in the butt by my own butt.
Pounded in the butt is like one of his classic. Oh, this one is Feeling the Burn, like Bernie Sanders, Feeling the Burn in My Butt.
Oh, man.
B-E-R-N, capital B.
Creamed in the Butt by My Handsome Living Corn. Laughing so hard, the audio's not picking up, but yeah, she's dying.
Kissed on the Wiener by My Own Wiener. I'd never noticed that one before. That's so funny.
Fake news, real boners.
Yeah. He also makes fun of Donald Trump a lot.
Oh my God, I just came to one. Donald Trump pounded in the butt by the handsome Russian T-Rex, who also peed on his butt and then blackmailed him with the videos of his butt getting peed on. That's the entire title.
His name's not Trump, though. It's Trump.
Trump. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Donald. D-O-M-A-L-D, Trump, Donald Trump. And my brain was just like, yeah, that's Donald Trump.
Right. The butt pounder of the opera.
Buttland, Ryan Gosling's and the City of Butts.
Lindsey Graham's ass is haunted by the physical manifestation of his hypocritical words about not filling a vacant Supreme Court seat during an election year, which he specifically asked to haunt him.
Yeah.
Do you need me to reread that one? Because it's a lot.
That's hilarious. Heavy metal unicorn liar sings into my butthole legally.
Mike Bentz is pounded in the butt by his handsome werefly.
This is such a long title.
Upset Trump supporter pounded in the butt by his search for meaning now that his bigoted cult leader has been voted out. So I purchased his book for, so those are all short stories and he sells them on Amazon. I bought his Kindle book, Trans Wizard Harriet Porbor and the Bad Boy Paracerolophus, an adult romance novel. So it is making fun of the fact that J.K. Rowling is a transphobe. So yeah. The main character is a wizard named Harriet Porbor, and her neighbor is a hot Paracerolophus named Snabe. Snabe Remser of 7-inch nails. He's a bard. He has two motorcycles who he has sex with named Delatrix and Braco. I know. And so, yes. And then also Snabe is also trans. So Harriet and Snabe have hot trans sex.
Lesbian sex, yeah.
No, it's straight sex because it's one man and one woman.
Oh, okay.
But it's yeah. It is something. It is outrageous, and I love it.
Yeah,
it is, like, and it's self-aware.
Like this one, "The Sun and the Moon Bang Me Bisexually."
That's so nice.
It us.
Right. So this is I took a screenshot from the book so that I could send it to Natalie. Romance novels tend to peddle the idea that toxic bad boys can change. In reality, you probably want to avoid someone like me. I'd be a shitty boyfriend and a shitty professor. A shitty professor? I blurt out. What are you even talking about? Because Snape was a shitty professor, right? Ha, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. So, yeah, it's self-aware and delightful. I love it.
He's so fun. I want to send this to Erotica Satire. I want to send this to Ralph Garman and just have him and Eddie read these titles. Real title of a book or not, Eddie Pence. That's a new game. And they're all titles of books because they are all...
They're short stories, but yes.
Yeah, you can't make these up.
My macaroni and cheese is a lesbian. Also, she is a lawyer. What? I want to read that one.
Where's that drunk one?
Mercury. Go ahead.
Pounded in the butt by this hangover. Oh my God, I'm never drinking again, except maybe on Rick's birthday and then on that trip this weekend. But other than that, I'm probably never drinking again. That one hit home.
Mercury is in retrograde and she eats my ass.
Bisexual arcade machines work my slot. The Legend of Sleepy Butthole. Aww.
Sounds nice.
Look at that. Mercury, there's Mercury in retrograde. Happy birthday, Dracula. Now pound my butt.
That sentient ice cream sandwich is looking like a snack because she is literally a snack.
Oh, man. Buttle juice.
It's beautiful in its simplicity compared to the others.
Butt Trek, The Search for Chris Pine.
Your Honor, pound my butt. You can just keep reading these. They just keep going.
Yeah.
The federal government shuts down my butt.
Did you read the Trump been voted out one?
Yeah, I did read that one. Yeah. I read that one. There was one recently about getting off from the feeling of Trump being banned from Twitter, which is what made me finally decide to read Trans Wizard Harriet Porber, which has been in my Kindle for like 6 months.
I love it. Oh, there's a select your own timeline adventure. This was delightful. I love it. I think this is the perfect thing to end our episode on. So everyone go Google butt. No, not Chuck, Chuck Tingle. Tingle. Butt Tingle.
Chuck Tingle.
And play book title or porn with your friends. Book title or porn. And they're going to be real pissed because they're all book titles.
wait. Open wide for the handsome saber-toothed dentist who is also a ghost. Okay, hang on. I want to try to find the one about Trump getting banned off Twitter. So let me try. We're going to end with that one. Ooh, yes. Thank God for Twitter actually knowing what I want. So 3 days ago, Chuck Tingle tweeted, "Please enjoy Pounded in the Butt by the handsome physical manifestation of Trump's Twitter ban that should have come years sooner, but is fine now that it's here. High five." And here is the cover for that one.
I love it.
Do you see the Twitter? That's the Twitter bird. And that's that's the hot physical manifestation. I just love the high five at the end of it. But it's fine now that it's here. High five. It's so good. That is the end of Chuck Tingle discussion. I do recommend Harriet Porber, Trans Wizard, because the Trans Wizard Harriet Porber and the bad boy Paraceralophus. I think I got it right that time. I'm just going to keep confidently saying it incorrectly or correctly. I just have to stop second guessing myself here. Internet thing of the week, or do you think that Chuck Tingle counts?
I think that counts.
Okay, so no internet thing of the week because now you know about Chuck Tingle. Should we wrap it up like a dick?
Wrap it up like a Chuck Tingle dick and put it in my butt.
Pound it in the ass like a Chuck Tingle book.
There you go.
Find us everywhere on the internets, that more thing. We love hearing from you, except if you want to say something negative, in which case, just keep it to yourself. Just tell us.
Fork yourself.
Just tell us we're amazing. And then also find me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 262 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
I think this is a bad idea. I'm going on the record right now. I think this is a bad plan.
Everybody.